This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Our ports are a big part of our supply chain, and challenges there have certainly been a big problem for the past couple of years. But port activity is not on the decline. They're actually moving more product than a year earlier. With far too many containers, though, headed back to Asia empty, Tom Davis with the Washington State Farm Bureau says it's time we try and correct that problem.
We're working with our members of Congress and others to try to resolve this issue, but so far we haven't found the answer.
In the meantime, Davis says, they're working on a collaborative solution.
One of the things, too, that I think is helpful to know is we're working with a group of businesses here in Washington to form, in the legislature, a supply chain caucus. And we had our first meeting in early December, and we had 22 legislators call in, and we were quite thrilled with that.
Davis says it's at least a starting point.
And just, you know, an opportunity on a state level to put more focus on the problem. The small grocers, the big grocers, the food processors, our farmers, you know, we're all dealing with this, and the trucking industry is still having a shortage of drivers. So, you know, a lot of the problem is that there's just not enough truck drivers. And so how do we improve that? How do we get young people interested in driving truck is, you know, it's one of the questions.
The primary goal for the Supply Chain Legislative Caucus is to discuss and identify solutions for sustaining and improving the state's supply chains.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.